As we do every Friday, we welcome Nell Minow, the movie mom, to Froggy 99.9, brought to you by The Village Inn, where every Friday it's all-you-can-eat fish between 5 and 9 at all three Fargo-Moorhead locations. So now it looks like we have two new movies opening this weekend, Brick Mansions and The Other Woman.
That is right.
So which one do you want to start with?
Let's start with The Other Woman. The Other Woman is a revenge comedy with Cameron Diaz. She plays a lawyer who finds out that her lovely, attentive, handsome boyfriend of 8 weeks, he's the guy from Game of Thrones, has a little problem. He is married. And not only that, she and the wife find out he's got another girlfriend, Kate Upton. Essentially, between the three of them, he's got the perfect woman. He's got the Kate Upton body, the Cameron Diaz brain, and the Leslie Mann wifey staying at home, taking care of everything at home. If you've seen the trailer, you've pretty much seen all the funny parts. The only thing in the movie that I truly, truly enjoyed, and I think everybody will agree with me on this one, Kate Upton, wearing a bikini apparently made out of dental floss, runs across the beach in slow motion.
Okay, it's rated PG-13.
I want to mention, though, about the rating. It was originally rated R, and they went and they pressured the MPAA to change it to a PG-13. They should have stuck with the R. It's quite rude.
The other one, also rated PG-13, is that better rated for Brick Mansions?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a lot of action, and that's really what it's got going for it. It's an action film set in Detroit. The number one reason, honestly, to see this movie is that Paul Walker, in his last full performance, and he is great. And, you know, those of us who really miss him, it's just lovely to spend a little time with him again. And the action scenes are really well staged. So it's nobody's idea of a classic. We're not going to be talking about this for an Oscar, but it is a good action film with a great performance from Paul Walker.
Okay, so a couple of choices. How about for rentals?
This week we have Ride Along, one of the biggest hits of this year for the box office. They're already making a sequel. I didn't like it that much. I thought it was kind of predictable. But you know what? It's not a bad rental. It's kind of a fun one to have at home, because Kevin Hart is just always fun to watch. But next week, believe it or not, kicks off the summer movie season. Maybe the good weather will follow. We're going to have a big blockbuster next week. It is The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, who have just all the chemistry in the world on and off screen. They really, really burn up the place. And then Jamie Foxx is one of the bad guys. But the other bad guy is an actor we're going to be hearing about a lot this year, Dane DeHaan. So we're going to watch out for him, and I will tell you all about it next week.